If you're just joining us, it is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A note about our coverage plans today. The public hearings of the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump continue this morning. And you can hear live coverage on WPR. We're carrying it on our NPR News and Classical Music Network starting at 8. Former National Security Council official Fiona Hill is set to testify. That is live coverage of the hearings in 25 minutes from now on the NPR News and Classical Music Network and online at WPR.org. So right now, though, we're talking about a program between the IRS and tax preparation companies that is under scrutiny. Companies like Intuit, the maker of TurboTax, they offer free tax filing software to low- and middle-income taxpayers. And this free file program has been under the magnifying glass by investigative news outlet ProPublica for months now. They found less than 3% of eligible Americans are using the free file program, and there's mounting pressure to change that from Democratic senators for the IRS to create its own software. So how do you do your taxes? Do you use TurboTax or another product? Do you pay for tax prep online? We're at 800-642-1234. Paul Keel is a reporter at ProPublica covering business and consumer finance, and his current focus is on the IRS and American Tax Administration. Paul, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So in your reporting, you found that the company that owns TurboTax, Intuit, has intentionally been restricting people's, taxpayers' access to this IRS free file program. What's going on?
Well, so we have a system where it is very difficult to file for taxes, and that is the basis of TurboTax's appeal to its customer base, that this is difficult, we're going to sort it out for you, make it easier. And, you know, TurboTax goes back to the 1990s, really, when, you know, it was like desktop sort of software, and over time it became more online-based. But the whole premise is that this is difficult, and therefore you need us. And so the company from the beginning realized that, you know, if the government were to make things easier, that would be bad for business. And so back to the 90s, they've been very active on Capitol Hill, making the case that you don't want the government involved in tax filing. We're already doing that quite well. And
we know the software. You know, is that the,
right? And part of the narrative is that the government is incompetent, or there's also this narrative that the IRS would somehow be tricking people into paying more taxes than they owe. And so all of this sort of messaging has been, you know, helpful to them because they view the government as competition.
How many Americans use a product like TurboTax?
So that it's been growing and growing. So about half of Americans go to some sort of tax preparer, like a paid tax preparer, whether that be a CPA or someplace on the corner. And then the other half go to use, you know, software more or less like TurboTax. And TurboTax has about 70% of that market. So they really dominate that market. And that's one reason why they are such an influential voice on this issue.
And so this free file program is supposed to help people who make less than $66,000 a year file their taxes for free. Do people take advantage of this free file program?
Yeah, so not many people do. So under 3 million people use it every year. And that's simply because people don't know about it. There's sort of a secret door you have to find. You have to go to this one page in the IRS website, and then that'll send you to TurboTax or some other tax preparers, special page they have for this government program. And so what we really wanted to do in our more recent story was sort of step back and say, why are we doing this like this? And it really goes back to the Bush administration. The Bush administration came in, 2001, and they had all these ideas for how are we going to use the internet to make the government, serve citizens better. And this one idea that was on the table was to have the government get more involved in electronic tax filing. There was kind of an antiquated program that people use the telephone to file for taxes. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, we can do this online, just have like a web page that does the same thing. Intuit immediately saw that as a threat and kind of went, to war, got people in Congress worked up about it. And, we talked to IRS officials at the time, and they you know, basically had the understanding if the IRS were to take steps to build something for people to file, they would see their funding cut, essentially. And so what came out of that was this public-private partnership, this free file program that you mentioned. So the idea is that the tax prep programs, tax prep companies like Intuit or H&R Block has one as well, they will give free tax prep to people under a certain income threshold. And in return for that, the IRS will say, no, we're not going to build anything. We're not going to compete with you. And that's sort of the deal that was struck.
So it's a non-compete clause, essentially.
Yes. That's why TurboTax or Intuit likes it. That's why it's very useful to them to have this, because it's insurance to them and to their shareholders that the government is not going to get involved and compete with them.
So this type of deal has been going on then for years between the IRS and the tax filing software industry, that as long as the IRS kind of hands over this piece of it, that everything will be okay?
Yeah, it was kind of hailed as a genius, you know, kind of solution that wouldn't cost the government anything. And what we detail in the piece is that it actually in the early years was reasonably successful. And one reason was that there was a smaller company called TaxAct that, you know, was trying to get market share from TurboTax. So they wanted more people to use their product, but a lot of people didn't know about it. They didn't have, you know, the advertising dollars that TurboTax did. And so what they did was you know, back then, probably more people were going to IRS.gov to figure out how to file their taxes. And so they said, well, what if we use this program to just offer free filing to literally everybody? And it was because all the other companies were kind of narrowing their offers in some way, like you had to be, you know, under a certain income level. But they're like, hey, everybody, we'll do your taxes for free. And they had it was very appealing to people and then the other companies saw that TaxAct was getting more customers. And so, you know, TurboTax and H&R Blocks, you know, opened up that offer as well. But Intuit didn't want to be offering free tax filing to everybody. And so they went to the IRS, they went to Congress. And essentially what happened was this deal was changed so that you had to be under a certain income level, and it prevented other companies from offering free filing to everybody. And after that, you can see usage of this program started to decline and kind of, you know, became this sort of sleepy secret that not many people know about, which is, you know, allowed Intuit to brag about, you know, what is this great thing we're doing, offering free tax filing to people while at the same time not actually having to give, you know, free filing to a lot of people.
Talking with Paul Keel, a reporter at ProPublica covering business and consumer finance, we're looking at the free file program and this agreement between the IRS and the tax filing software industry. Do you think our current tax filing system works, or do you think it needs to change? What would you change about it? What would make it easier for you to file your taxes? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's take a call now. Kevin is joining us from Keeler. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. My comment would be this, considering what I've just learned and have heard from your expert, that less than 1% of the country would use this back door, secret door finding to do their taxes. I would encourage everyone to find an independent tax expert. In this day and age where we have spyware, digital spyware, we're concerned about losing our passwords, we're concerned about losing our credit card numbers, it just seems ridiculous to me to offer anyone that can have possibly access to that your entire financial situation. My next comment would be as aggressive as you possibly can be with your tax return. That sends the message to Washington that people are aware and we're tired of this gridlock fighting in between. We're tired of the tax law and the tax code, which, from my understanding, even the best tax professionals don't understand because it's
complicated. Yeah. Kevin, thanks for the call. And I want to pause right there with Kevin. Paul, you know, one of the things he says, you know, go find, you know, an independent person. And another thing is security. But on the security thing, you know, that's been a real issue among these companies and making sure that the data you're putting in there on your tax filings is secure.
Yeah, so you need to be careful if you are using an online preparer, what you say yes to, because there's a law about, you know, how they can use your data. Particularly Intuit is trying to expand its business to get people to say yes to allow Intuit to use their tax related data to pitch them, you know, products like credit cards and all this sort of stuff. So when you are filling out your taxes, you should pay attention to that if you're using an online system.
And when you're trying to just get by, your low middle income and, you know, Intuit or TurboTax is costing hundreds of dollars to be able to file your federal, and then you have to pay on top of state, that can really add up for a person.
Yeah, so I mean, it'll run you at least $100 if you're including your state return. And there's really no reason if you're low income to be paying for tax prep. So there is this program, which is, if you can find your way through it and sort of run the gauntlet, it is free if you can find it. If you Google like IRS free file, and then you'll find that webpage. Also, there's VITA sites, V-I-T-A, the Volunteer Tax Assistance that the IRS does. It's sort of federally sponsored. And if you Google that in like the county where you live, you can find someone to help you do your taxes for free if you're low income. So there really are options for people. But often they don't know about it. They just maybe see, you know, some tax prep place in the corner that's actually going to end up charging them, you know, $200 or $300.
Paul Keel is with us. He is a ProPublica reporter who's been looking into the IRS and tax prep companies and how they've administered the free file program over the years. Do you think our current tax filing system is working, or do you think it needs to change? What would you change about it? What could make it easier for you to file your taxes? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a moment with ProPublica's Paul Keel here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're talking about the state of free tax preparation in our country and this investigation by ProPublica that revealed ways the tax prep industry suppressed the free file program. So nearly a year ago, the makers of TurboTax rolled out an ad campaign, and one of the ads is a parody of a 70s-style game show. The entire campaign uses only one word.
Free! That's right. TurboTax Free is free. Free, 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 free.
And Intuit chief marketing officer commented on that campaign back in January. She said TurboTax Free was in its fifth year and taxpayers could file a simple return and feel confident that they would get all the money they deserve absolutely free. Do you think it should be free to file your taxes, or is it a service people should be paying for? Join in 800-642-1234. Paul Keel stays with us. He's a reporter at ProPublica. Paul, we just heard there one of the ads from last January. What have you seen out of TurboTax's marketing and PR strategy since your investigation started?
I don't think they've changed anything in terms of their advertising since it started. I mean, what we found in the story is that this goes back to the mid-2000s. And actually, it's this weird outgrowth of this government program we've been talking about, which was the free file program. You know, that program was kind of supposed to work that these companies would provide free federal filing, and then they would charge people for a state return or other stuff related to tax filing, like, you know, audit protection or something like that. And then some companies found, well, maybe this might be not a bad way to draw customers in. And then it kind of leaked out into the commercial market. And then, you know, TurboTax launched what they call their free edition, which is free if you qualify for it. But the thing is that a lot of people end up finding out that they don't qualify. You know, one of the stories we did this year is that one year from the next, TurboTax changed it so that if you had interest on a student loan that was part of your tax situation, suddenly you were not free. You were thrown into what they call the deluxe edition. It's quite a jump from free to deluxe. And then you end up, you know, paying over $100 to do your taxes just because you had a little form that showed how much interest you'd paid on your student loan. So things can shift very much. And sort of the game is they want to draw customers in with this promise of free, but then they don't want to give free, you know, it's a business. They're not looking to give their product away. So then the game is, you know, how can we narrow the requirements that some people don't actually qualify for free?
And then how do we keep these customers year after year as their situation changes?
Right. And we had, TurboTax Intuit employees basically saying that people have so much fear around taxes. It's such a drag that if you just make things somewhat easier for them, they'll kind of stick with you. So, you know, I'm sure everyone who here has used TurboTax, I've used TurboTax in the past, you'll start getting like sort of peppered with emails starting like late December, early January. And you're like, just do this. You know, we already have your name. We have your address. We have your name. You have your wife, you know, all sort of stuff. And just do this and it'll be easier. And that is enough for a lot of people just to stick with the company.
Let's go to Russ now, joining us from Stoughton. Hi, Russ.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to add, as far as people looking for savings on getting their taxes done for free, that the AARP organization does your federal and state taxes for free, regardless of age or income, or you don't even have to be an AARP member, and they're all over. They advertise, and you make yourself an appointment, and it takes maybe a half hour. These people are former CPAs or IRS people. And,
yeah, Russ, thank you so much because, you know, Paul, there are organizations out there that are helping people.
Yeah, like I said, there's this government program, VITA is the initials. You just Google that in the county where you live, you'll see places where you can go. You know, there can be a wait if you show up, you know, in April, but if you, you know, plan ahead and like I said, if you're low income, there's no reason why you should pay for anyone to do your taxes for you. There are options available, which is people don't know about them.
Last month, there was this outside review of the IRS's relationship with the software industry, the tax software industry, and it found a lot of the same things that your work is finding, namely that there are a lot of problems there, but that review didn't conclude that any major changes needed to be made. So where does it stand?
Yeah, well, I mean, that review was the IRS contracted this company to do the review, and sort of the confines of what they were looking at was, you know, should we change this program, but kind of assuming that we need this program. So it wasn't really like a review of the entire situation. It was just somewhat narrow in its focus. You know, what would need to happen to change? And I guess to help people understand how things might look is talk to anyone from like a Western European country, and they will say, here's how I filed my taxes this year. The government said, here's the income we have for you. Here's, you know, your name. I guess they might ask you how many kids you have. And then you say yes, and then you filed your taxes, and it takes about 5 minutes. So there's no reason why things here should be all that much more complicated than that. But we've been sort of hypnotized as a country to think that this has to be like, you know, something that people dread starting in January and, you know, put off until mid-April. So that is the sort of thing that is Intuit's nightmare scenario, that taxes in this country would be that simple. And it would take, you know, Congress passing a law and appropriating money for the IRS to clean itself up. I mean, we have an IRS that is like just, you know, trying to like looking for pennies under the cushions. Like, you know, their budget has been slashed, particularly over the last 9 years. They have like, you know, databases that date back to the 1960s. Like, it's just really embarrassing, the state of the IRS. And so, and that becomes part of the argument for why we can't trust the IRS to do something that works, because they're hapless, but they're hapless because they have no funds.
Talking with Paul Keel, a reporter at ProPublica covering business and consumer finance, he's been investigating the free file program and the agreement between the IRS and the tax filing software industry. Let's go to Lori now, joining us from Richmond, Illinois. Hi, Lori.
Hello. Hi. I'm a professional tax preparer, and I have to agree with your guest. There's no reason we shouldn't be providing free filing. And the reason most people go to a TurboTax or whatever is because they have to file their state return, and they end up getting, you know, having to pay for that, and they pay a lot of money for that. As a professional, I prepare taxes for people with more complicated situations, and I pay for my software, and I pay for the security of that software. That being said, most people's returns are so easy now, they really don't need that, and Intuit is ripping them off because they have to still prepare that state return.
Lori, thanks for the call. Paul, what do you make there of Lori saying it is actually the state return that is a bigger issue here?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting dynamic here. Like I said, early in the early days, like back in the 2000s, that was sort of the profit center for these companies, the state return. And there was this kind of fork in the road. There were actually states that set up systems where people could file for free. One good example is Virginia. It was fairly successful. People were using it. But because the federal return, like there was no really good way for people to file for free there, you would find yourself having to use something like TurboTax for your federal return. And then they're like, hey, just we'll do your state. We already have your information. Just do your state. And so that is obviously easier than kind of, you know, saying no and then trying to find the state, you know, revenue website so that you can do your state return. So there have been states that have been tried to set up systems where people would file for free online. But what they find is that people are kind of already in the TurboTax system. And so they're not going to jump out and do the state return.
As we wrap up here, Intuit is currently under investigation in several states, and there's an ongoing Inspector General investigation as well. Do you think anything will change in the future?
Well, I think the good thing is that there's a lot more, I think, understanding and education about this around. So at least something people are talking about. Like I said, there were sort of points in the past where there were sort of forks in the road and we went down this road, and it's sort of just kind of been an autopilot for a long time. So at the very least, it's something people are talking about. But like I said, it would take Congress doing something, and Congress is not great at doing things these days. So I don't know, maybe in the future.
Paul, thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Paul Keel is a reporter at ProPublica covering business and consumer finance, and his current reporting focuses on the IRS and American Tax Administration. Just ahead, an economist joins us to share his perspective on the president's trade policies. He says they're working. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.